2015 Billboard Women in Music Awards takes place December 11th in New York City. It's a ceremony that's continuing to develop and grow. This year, they've added a new award, the first ever Billboard Women in Music Legend Award. Country icon Loretta Lynn will be its first recipient. Nikki Strong of VOA Music is here to talk about it. Nikki, this is a huge honor. Tell us about Loretta Lynn's legacy.
Okay, Loretta is awesome. She's a trailblazer. Her work is marked with fearlessness and honesty. She became a part of the country music scene in the 1960s. Now, as a songwriter, she wrote about whatever she wanted, as long as it spoke to other women, and many of her songs were autobiographical. So her songs focused a lot on blue-collar women's issues. She talked about cheating men and persistent mistresses, both of which she dealt with in her marriage. She wrote about many things that were considered scandalous, too. She sang about birth control in her song, The Pill. She talked about double standards for men and women being widowed after the draft during the Vietnam War, the loss of teenage virginity. Consequently, many country radio stations actually banned her music. But she continued to persevere, and she became one of the major legends who continued to lay the groundwork for many of the country artists that you see today, female and otherwise. In 1976, she released her autobiography, Coal Miner's Daughter. It became the number one bestseller, making her the first country music artist to make the New York Times bestseller list. This opened the door for tons of other country artists to write books. And then in 1980, her autobiography became an Oscar-winning film. And in the early 1980s, she became the first American female recording artist to chart over 50 top 10 hits. She has been inducted. I mean, it's extensive. She's been inducted into more music halls of fame than any other female recording artist. In 2010, she received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award for her 50 years in country music. President Barack Obama honored her with a Presidential Medal of Freedom. And she is also the first female country artist to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1977. So the awards, the honors, the hit songs are extensive. And her partnership with Conway Twitty was quite prosperous and filled with tons of accomplishments as well. They are the most successful and most awarded male-female duet team in country music history.
Now, she's about to release a new CD as well.
Yeah, I think this is perfect timing. So this will be her first solo album in more than 10 years. It's called Full Circle. It's set to drop March 4th. It'll be a little bit of the old and a little bit of the new. According to a press release, the project takes listeners on a journey through Loretta's musical story, from the Appalachian folk songs and gospel music she learned as a child to new interpretations of her classic hits and country standards to songs newly written for the project. So I know it includes a duet with Willie Nelson and a song with Elvis Costello. Also, on the same day that Full Circle is released, a new documentary about her life and career is going to air on PBS. It's called American Masters, Loretta Lynn, Still a Mountain Girl. So that will happen March 4th as well. And Full Circle is now available on pre-order, too.
Well, you can hear more about country music with Nikki Strong on Country Hits USA on VOA 1. You can also reach Nikki on Facebook at VOA Music and on Twitter at VOA underscore music. Thanks a lot, Nikki.
Thank you.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler.